Let's talk about those of you that want to get the most out of your mobile computing. You want to get the most out of your computer. Brian Desias is the Associate Director of Product Marketing at Alienware and is with us on the line. Brian, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on again. I think last time we talked to you, we talked about the 9700. Well, now you've stepped that up a bit, haven't you?
We have, actually. We launched it actually 2 weeks ago, and it's definitely a revolutionary product for the notebook market.
Now, we're talking about the Area 51 M9750. What is different from this over some of the laptops that you're going to see on the retail shelves or maybe even some of the products you've had in the past?
Sure. So this is the first product in the industry to combine Core 2 Duo mobile processors, SLI, so dual graphics cards. Right now we're equipping dual 7950 GTX cards in there. We have dual hard drives, up to 500 gigabytes of capacity, which is pretty insane. DDR2 memory, and basically all of that housed within a chassis that's only 1.5 inches thick.
Whoa!
So, yeah, it's pretty insane. We actually crammed all that power in there, and 1.5 inches, to give you guys a comparison, is about the size and thickness of a 12-inch notebook.
Yeah, absolutely, and you're getting the dual hard drives on that. Now, when you put the dual system together in there with the dual hard drives, you stripe them together so you get a faster performing drive overall?
Absolutely. We have RAID 0 or RAID 1 options for the customer. So if they're more interested in the data backup, they can go for the RAID 1 as well.
And these are actually dual SATA drives, too. They're not slower drives that we see in maybe some other laptops.
Absolutely, yeah. They're SATA hard drives, 7200 RPM, so they're screaming fast. Something else we've done with the hard drives that speaks to the industrial design of this system is they're actually slot-loading hard drives. So with a single screw, any user can go in there after they purchase the system and upgrade it themselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so an off-the-shelf notebook hard drive that you can buy from anywhere, you no longer have to take the entire bottom panel of a notebook off to upgrade your hard drives. You can just simply one screw and put in a new hard drive, and you're ready to go.
Tell us about the screen size on this, and what type of screen do they get with the 9750?
They have a 17-inch widescreen LCD. Both of them have ClearView, which is a great technology that really enhances the vibrant colors on the screen. And we have up to WUXGA, which is 1920 by 1200 resolution, which is beyond high definition now and does support full 1080p quality.
Wow, so a 1080p, meaning they would then be able to run Blu-ray, and that, I believe, is an option. Is that correct?
It is. Blu-ray is an option. So anything that Blu-ray, all the benefits of Blu-ray, you'll be able to see it on the screen. It's pretty amazing.
Now, is this really considered like a desktop replacement, or do you like to have it coined as a notebook? I mean, what is the official wording for this?
It's interesting. So we do call it a desktop replacement. However, since we've been able to design the product and make it so thin, a lot of people are finding that this is really the first product where they can truly consider it a portable desktop. So you can really take the entire product with you wherever you go.
So for people who do video editing, audio editing, stuff like this, they don't really have to worry that they want to be able to carry the unit. They don't want to carry this big, huge, bulky computer. They can do that and still edit on the fly or on the road without sacrificing power.
Absolutely. We actually have one of the markets where we're actually breaking into with this product is the audio enthusiasts and DJs. So we're finding out that a lot of DJs want to be able to mix on the fly. They want to be able to take the product with the great design that it does have and stands out, prop it up there when they're at a club and show off what they can do live.
They could play all of their music right off the unit itself, couldn't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And with 500 gigabytes of capacity, I mean, they're going to have enough space for whatever they need.
One of the things I've always liked about the Alienware systems is you always think about expandability for the user, FireWire, USB. What are some of those features we're going to see on this as well?
So this is actually going to have a Toslink optical audio connection. So it actually has that built onto it. It has component as well for surround sound built onto it. S-video in and out. DVI and VGA video monitor connections. So all of that with four USBs, has the FireWire, as you mentioned, so has a ton of connectivity, which really makes this system basically can do anything you want it to do.
Now, with all this power, Brian, do they sacrifice on battery life? What are they getting as far as their battery on this?
Absolutely. So the battery lasts about an hour and a half when you're running games and such like that. Mm-hmm. And really, that's where we compromise on the system. So we want to make sure that the user has a portable desktop, if you will, and they can really drive that home.
You have IEEE 1394A FireWire 800?
We do.
Nice. Thank you, sir.
I take it he liked that.
FireWire 800. Oh, yeah. That's the latest thing.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at that one yet.
Isn't that twice as fast as USB 2, Brian? I believe
it is. My head, I'm not sure, but I know the connection speed is super fast. Mm. I mean, you can connect anything there, and it's going to be super quick connectivity there.
That is beautiful.
Now, we were talking earlier, Brian, I don't know if you heard some of the conversation from Jerry who called in, and, you know, he was just wondering about getting laptops and manufacturers that are putting laptops out now with Vista. But say there are the diehards out there that want to use XP. Is that an option on some of the units that are available from Alienware? And what about this unit? What does it come with?
Absolutely. So any unit from Alienware today, you can get any notebook or desktop unit. You can get either XP or Vista. We're offering both options. And it's really because customers are demanding that from us. So they're wanting, you know, XP Media Center Edition, or they're wanting Vista Ultimate, and we're providing that to them.
Oh, awesome. So they do have options. And with those options, they can go on to the website and then kind of customize a system for them. So if they want to have Blu-ray. Now, currently, what does Blu-ray set the cost up for that type of technology?
So Blu-ray right now definitely is at its infancy. And right now, the upgrade cost is at $500, I believe. It's either $500 or $600 on the website. Right. That's an upgrade from the DVD burner.
All right, now, if they have a widescreen TV, they've got one of these 60-inch, you know, 1080p systems, can they run an output? If they put the Blu-ray in this, can they run an output from that onto their TV screen and watch it?
Yes, these graphics cards are HDCP compliant, so you can output your Blu-ray videos to your plasma, to your large LCD TV.
Sweet. I know Wally's sitting here. Wally just got himself a laptop. He's shaking his head.
No.
Could have had a V8. What is the suggested retail price for the $9,750?
So it starts at $2,099, so $2,099. Right. That's coming with the Core 2 Duo processors. That comes with a gig of memory. That comes with a 80-gig hard drive and also Vista Home Premium.
All right. And then, of course, they can go through and customize it, add the Blu-ray, more memory. What does the memory go up to on this unit?
Up to 4 gigs. We do offer up to 4 gigabyte options, yes.
That's sweet. And a lot of people should think about that, because I know there's a lot of laptop manufacturers out there that make it that you can only go up to 1 gig or even two gig. And so then you're really limited by what you can do. And with this, it seems like the possibilities are endless.
Absolutely. That's a great point that you make. We have a lot of customers that when they're buying their systems, they're not only buying a system where they're going to use it for a year or so. They're really making an investment in the future. They're planning to use this system for 4 to 5 years. And taking into consideration you want to use it that long, it is a good idea to really think about those component upgrades.
All right, Brian, give us a website address. Our listeners can check this out for themselves. If they want to check out Alienware, maybe go through and order one of these, what do they need to do?
Absolutely. Just go to Alienware.com. We actually launched this product a couple weeks ago, so it's right there on our homepage. And any information, or you can call 1-800-Alienware.
1-800-Alienware. Brian, it's really cool to talk to you. And what next for you guys? I mean, are you still working on some desktop systems and all that other stuff to add the new technology?
Absolutely. We actually, I'll give you guys a sneak peek onto a product that we've recently launched here. It's our Hangar 18 HD Entertainment Center, and it's actually the first product, a horizontal form factor, that has a built-in 5.1 amp that allows 200 watts per channel.
Wow, this is like a computer system media center, the whole bit, right?
Absolutely. It goes even beyond the media center functionality by really incorporating the audio surround sound right onto the unit, so you don't have to have a separate amp next to your PC or next to your DVR anymore. This incorporates everything.
Do you need us to give you your address, our address,
yeah,
so you can send that?
Yeah.
Very cool. Brian, always great talking to you, buddy.
Thanks. All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate the time, guys.